Chapter 2. Mrs. Wellman lay on her carefully built-up pillows. Her breathing was a little heavy, but she was not asleep. Her eyes still deep and blue like those of her niece Eleanor, looked up at the ceiling. She was a big, heavy woman with a handsome, hawk-like profile. Pride and determination showed in her face. The eyes dropped and came to rest on the figure sitting by the window. They rested there tenderly, almost wistfully. She said at last,
"Mary?"
The girl turned quickly.
"Oh, you're awake, Mrs. Wellman."
Laura Wellman said,
"Yes, I've been awake some time." "Oh, I didn't know. I'd have..."
Mrs. Wellman broke in.
"No, that's all right. I was thinking of many things." "Yes, Mrs. Wellman?"
The sympathetic look, the interested voice, made a tender look come into the older woman's face. She said gently,
"I'm very fond of you, my dear. You're very good to me." "Oh, Mrs. Wellman, it's you who have been good to me. If it hadn't been for you, I don't know what I should have done. You've done everything for me." "Oh, I don't know. I don't know, I'm sure."
The sick woman moved restlessly. Her right arm twitched, the left remaining inert and lifeless.
"One means to do the best one can, but it's so difficult to know what is best or what is right. I've been too sure of myself always."
Mary Gerard said,
"Oh, no, I'm sure you always know what is best and right to do."
But Laura Wellman shook her head.
"No, no, it worries me. I've had one besetting sin always, Mary. I'm proud. Pride can be the devil. It runs in our family. Eleanor has it too."
Mary said quickly, "It will be nice for you to have Miss Eleanor and Mr. Roderick come down. It will cheer you up a lot. It's quite a time since they were here." Mrs. Wellman said softly,
"They're good children. Very good children. And fond of me, both of them. I always know I've only got to send and they'll come at any time. But I don't want to do that too often. They're young and happy, the world in front of them. No need to bring them near decay and suffering before their time."
Mary said,
"I'm sure they'd never feel like that, Mrs. Wellman."
Mrs. Wellman went on, talking perhaps...